This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS morning brief. That's split.io/AWS morning brief. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS. Today is the final day of the charity t-shirt drive. Get yours at snark.cloud/shirt. That's snark.cloud/shirt. And thank you for your support of both me and 826 National, not to mention the S3 service team. Now let's dive into what happened last week. Amazon Aurora supports cluster export to S3. Meanwhile, Aurora customers are in some cases beginning to consider cluster export to on-prem. Amazon Cognito now provides user pool deletion protection. A foot gun is frantically slapped out of your hand before you can accidentally the entire user base. Amazon Connect adds real-time schedule adherence. Within the real-time metrics page, contact center supervisors can identify when agents deviate from their planned schedule, enabling supervisors to quickly take action and agents to realize that they're working for the goddamn devil who views them as whiny meat robots. Amazon EC2 enables easier patching of guest operating system and applications with replace root volume. Okay, this is awesome for a number of use cases. Sadly, it requires the instance reboot quickly, but other than that, it's way more streamlined. Some people are going to hate this because it's treating an instance as a pet instead of cattle, but, well, my development instance is a pet, just as your laptop probably is to you. Amazon Neptune Serverless is now generally available. This isn't serverless in the way that we hope it would be. You've still got to have some baseline level of capacity running at all times, and it feels like so much of what AWS is doing lately in the serverless space is just falling into hype. Introducing the Amazon OpenSearch Service Delivery Program. Also, one for EKS and yet another for Control Tower. This stuff is hard. Pay a partner to help you with it is honestly not the worst idea. But the idea that customers are going to pay for these things for every service is just ludicrous. They're going to bring partners in for more holistic solutions, I suspect. Amazon SageMaker Canvas supports tags to track and allocate costs incurred by users. Having been bitten myself by Canvas's $1.90 an hour session charge, I have a hard time imagining how this won't be used to fire some poor unsuspecting schmuck who didn't understand the predatory pricing model that SageMaker Canvas uses. AWS Console mobile application adds support for AWS Cloud Shell. I wish it would add support for hardware security keys for federated SSO login, personally. AWS Fault Injection Simulator now supports network connectivity disruption. One of the first launches of pre-invent is apparently AWS Comcast. AWS Nitro Enclaves is now supported on AWS Graviton. Graviton's great, and so are Nitro Enclaves. It's wild to me that they didn't work together until now, but hey, at least it's fixed now. AWS Organizations Console now allows users to centrally manage primary contact information on AWS accounts. Of course, a couple months after I built a horrible shell script to do all this for me, it can now be done via ClickOps instead. AWS Private Certificate Authority introduces a mode for short-lived certificates. These short-lived certificates can be provisioned for 7 days or less, meaning that they may well expire before your EKS cluster finishes coming online. Announcing dark mode support in the AWS Management Console. Finally, at long last, AWS comes into its own. This is the pinnacle of cloud. Dark Solipsky has taken power. This episode of the Last Week in AWS podcast is sponsored by our friends at Datadog, a cloud-scale observability platform that provides comprehensive visibility into cloud, hybrid, and multi-cloud environments with over 600 integrations, including, obviously, AWS. With Datadog, you can navigate seamlessly between your AWS infrastructure metrics, traces, and logs using out-of-the-box dashboards and algorithmic alerting for fast collaboration and troubleshooting, all in one tightly integrated platform. Plus, Datadog's lightweight agent integrates seamlessly with AWS services, so you can start monitoring EC2, RDS, ECS, and all the other AWS services that you don't use in minutes. Datadog provides your teams with the tools to monitor every layer of their stacks to enhance performance, but don't take their word for it. Start a free trial today and they'll send you a t-shirt. Visit datadoghq.com/lastweekinAWS. That's datadoghq.com/lastweekinAWS. EC2 high memory instances with 18 terabyte and 24 terabytes of memory are now available with on-demand and savings plan purchase options. That 24 terabyte instance goes for $263.47 an hour, in case you were curious. But on balance, you can run Chrome and Slack at the same time. How to take advantage of the AWS free tier? Yeah, that's not the problem here. The real answers lie in how to make sure the AWS free tier doesn't take advantage of you. Goldman Sachs, a legacy financial services firm, transforms its operations on AWS. Hey, Goldman Sachs friends, do you get more annoyed when people call you a legacy financial services firm or a credit card company? The title of this blog post has since been updated to an established financial services firm, but I can't understand how it was allowed to go out in its original insulting form. Reduce food waste to improve sustainability and financial results in retail with Amazon Forecast. AWS is doing its part by canceling the Midnight Madness reInvent event this year, which features a chicken wing eating contest and other feats of gluttony. Cost optimization recommendations for AWS config. This is an absolutely massive pain in the ass should you be running AWS Control Tower. There are convoluted ways around the SCP preventing you from making these changes, but the real fix is stop gouging customers every time their resource configurations change because you want them using the highly dynamic nature of the cloud. And finally, optimize your Amazon EC2 instances cost at scale by migrating from Intel to AMD using AWS Systems Manager Automation. AMD is a Diamond Tier reInvent sponsor this year, while Intel is an Emerald sponsor. I had no idea that that was the beat the absolute shit out of me in public tier. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. The pre-invent release drumbeat has started. Much more to come in the weeks ahead.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.